Conspiracies in the recording of history. Conspiracy theories in general are theories that try to explain that the ultimate cause of one or a series of events. Another meaning of conspiracy is a covert and often deceptive effort, planned secretly by those in power with a systematic process of propaganda. Many theories claim that major events in history have been dominated by behind-the-scenes conspirators manipulating historical events. Does not have an effect in the short term but has a large effect in the far future. It does not feel detrimental to material losses at that time but has a large effect on the mentality of generations after. So that the publication was formed with the intention of a conspiracy of a nation labeling another nation from the subjective interpretation of the historical records it made. As a result, it became the status quo, and the victims were the labeled nation, because it was dogmated by historical records with the status quo, even though it's ambiguous and refuted by academic scientific studies. Another opinion about conspiracy theory is something, truth in disguise, and can only be seen, known, and uncovered by those who have researched very deeply. On the contrary, for the discovered party identified as impossible, something impossible. Thinking, studying, analyzing, revealing, and proving something that is vaguely ambiguous is considered an impossible, even lie, because it still has to be hidden from public view and knowledge and haram to be revealed. Words or terms that the correct one is cocology. This is the expected output in the previous conspiracy and is successful at this time. Then gradually after, a conspiracy against the labeling of history was uncovered, based on science and academic tests, and it was clear that history was true through objective reconstruction, then another effort was needed to cover up what would be seen and uncovered. That's why they meant to plant the word impossible. Impossible, this nation comes from a big nation and will return to being great by repeating the glory of its ancestral history. The big question for us to answer by reviewing our historical record is, why are there no previous historical records of our ancestors before 78 AD? Why are the pre-Islamic kingdoms and sites throughout the archipelago and their teachings always called from and based on Indian teachings? If it's true, when they go to the archipelago to enter the corners of the country, there are three ways to weaken and colonize a country. The rest, the nation will destroy itself. 1. Blur the history. 2. Destroy historical evidence so that it cannot be proven true. 3. Cut off their relationship with their ancestors, say that their ancestors were stupid and primitive. 4. Labeling historical heritage as if not from their ancestors, and then automatically the nation will destroy it themselves by Santosaba.